This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. Back from a break. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Online at nerdtalkplus.com. He's the author of Arrows of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington. He's our skin squatch, but your Montana Mountain King. Still not sure about this. He's finger blasting Brandon from the internet. Old Honey Lungs.
Yeah.
What's up, fellow Honey Lungs?
Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Enthusiasm, 10 out of 10 from Brandon today. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's feeding babies to alligators. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege.
Niola Wanchang Howdy Chalama.
All right.
I really thought you were going to say he's feeding babies. I was like, oh, what did I miss? That's cool. He's doing charity. And then you said two alligators. I was like, oh, yeah, there we go.
Also charity.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, you're
pretty
right.
Much simpler your life would be if someone fed your babies to an alligator. I mean, you'd be sad for a while, but yeah. You could just go back to doing drugs and whatever you wanted all the time. It'd be awesome.
Totally.
Who said you stopped?
Well, all right. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. It's definitely not Sean Gervin. It is someone else not named that. There we go. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, potentially what we even get right. It's rare, but sometimes it happens as we're lying about science. And if you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege and sexy things about Brandon, nerdtalkplus.com. Gentlemen, welcome back. Hello, everyone. How is everyone? The group chat's gone quiet. Everyone okay?
I don't know. We were all sick for a while there.
How we doing?
It's just I was in the hospital.
Okay. We haven't talked since. Did you get your head cut off again?
No, not this time.
This time
I got bit by a snake.
He prefers circumcision.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, it's a total Florida story, too.
Well,
every story that you have about anything that has ever happened to you is a Florida story, regardless of if it happened there or not. Like, when you're like, I got stabbed, I was like, makes sense.
True. Honestly, though, if anybody lives in South Florida that actually listens to the story, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, makes sense.
Well.
So, basically, I was driving to a studio to do some voice work, and as it happens here in Florida, every once in a while, a turtle or some other animal gets out in the middle of the road. And so I get out of my car to grab the turtle and get it out of this very busy street. So I'm carrying
this
turtle.
First mistake.
No, we always save the turtles. We've been doing this since we were kids.
That's how you, otherwise, what are you going to make soup out of?
Exactly.
The snake is like, you're falling right into my trap, you fool.
So I'm carrying this turtle out of the road, and it's big enough where it's not a Florida box. I'm pretty sure it's like a gopher turtle, and there's all there, which are endangered around here.
Oh, and man, a gopher turtle is like the rodent version of a centaur.
I was thinking it was
front gopher half on gopher top. Coming out of a shell. It's like a prairie dog.
Like a hermit crab.
But it has the curly penis of a duck.
Oh, my God.
In two spots.
Yes, front and back.
That's much better than what I was thinking when you said gopher turtle. I was like, is that like a NASA thing? Like, gopher launch, gopher control.
Gopher turtle.
Gopher turtle.
Gopher turtle. You've got turtle here. Gopher turtle.
So turtle go.
It's a gopher tortoise, and I'm carrying it back to, and I see the holes on the side of the road where they crawl in and out. They burrow, and they have these tunnels that go all over.
Sex caves.
And Yeah, sex caves, exactly. And other animals live in there.
We'd be worried about the mole people. Didn't realize we had to worry about the gopher turtles.
So, long story short, as I'm putting this turtle down right by one of its holes, a white mouse jumps out of it. And
out of the turtle?
Out of the turtle. Right, no, out of the turtle hole. Right out of the turtle's cloaca. And following that white mouse was an indigo snake trying to get the mouse. And the snake, instead of getting the mouse, which bounced off of me, bit me right in the leg.
Then I dropped
the turtle because I was scared of the mouse. And then I'm looking at the snake biting me in the leg. And I'm just like, oh, crap. And that's my story of how I got.
Does your snake knowledge, like, do you have to have robust snake knowledge in Florida? Like,
I mean, you don't need to, but unrelated, I'm an Eagle Scout. So I do have a little bit of like snake knowledge.
He did an eagle whistle and then an eagle showed up and carried the snake away.
He came down, snatched the snake where I was, and it held it in front of me, hovering, while I was able to identify it as an indigo snake, which I know is a non-venomous, but also very scary looking, like 6 foot all black snake with a little bit of red under.
Why's it got to be about race? I mean, like.
So you still went to the hospital.
No, that wasn't. I didn't go to the hospital until a couple of days later.
Unrelated. Yeah. Okay.
Unrelated. I went home. I was freaked out, but I went home. And it turns out I ended up getting a fever because of some bacteria that I got from the snake bite.
The snake had AIDS.
Yeah. The snake had AIDS. So now I have snake AIDS.
Yeah. All right.
But I did go to the hospital for it.
Is that what Biden has?
Yeah.
His is in his butt, though. It's not great.
Yeah. He has snake butt AIDS.
But yeah, I went to the hospital, had 106 fever. I had a Jamaican nurse who was telling me that a witch was trying to kill me. But I was lucky because another witch was trying to save me. And I was saving my teeth for her.
Then a tornado blew a house on the bad witch and then it was all over her.
And then I woke up and Ma and Pa and everybody were around me.
And you were wearing red sequined shoes. It was crazy.
And they were all Jamaican?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's wild, man. I can't. I grew up somewhere where there was a lot of super venomous animals too, and I never thought anything of it when I was young. I was like, that's just a thing. And now when I go back, people are like, well, look at that scorpion. And I'm like, I'm gone. There's just like a cloud of smoke in the shape of me where I was. And then,
Cage and I were recently, this is related. I'm not going to say unrelated, but Cage and I were driving back from, we were in Bend for the weekend. And
Oregon?
We were driving Bend,
that's
Oregon.
That's a long drive to Spokane.
It is a very long drive. It was 6.5 hours.
Oh, that's actually better than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
we were
a lot more than that.
We were driving back, and I was very sleepy. And
how many Bend over jokes did you make to Cage? Hey, Cage.
None. Believe it or not, none.
And she loves you for it.
Yeah. I feel like maybe I lost her respect. So on our way back, she's doing, I'm falling asleep basically while I'm driving, which is not good for driving. And then
debatable.
Cage was like, one of the things that'll keep me awake is she does trivia.
Oh.
And so she'll find trivia on her phone.
Wow.
I know where you guys, yep.
What do you mean?
No, Greg wasn't there.
I was. I know how I kept you awake while you were driving.
By the way, tell Kate she owes me $200. She fronted Brandon on this one.
She'll give me trivia questions that she finds on the internet while we go, and it keeps me awake while I'm thinking about the answers to questions. And one of the questions, speaking of like dangerous animals where we're all from, one of the questions was what is the largest carnivorous animal in the UK?
Gooey duck.
In the UK?
Yeah.
What?
And I was like, I thought that like maybe somewhere around there they'd have like a
Let's think this through. Okay.
Go for it.
There's probably some sort of cattle. Those things eat grass. They have a lot of foxes. Those things eat things.
Is it a bug?
No.
Is it a potato?
It's a human. Pumpkins.
Yeah, it's got to be human.
Well, I feel like that is probably the correct answer.
Can it be from a zoo?
Does it fly?
No, it doesn't. It's not a pterodactyl.
That's what I was going to say.
How did you know?
I know. You guys want to know the incredibly disappointing answer to this question?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So first, can I?
God damn it, Gravy.
Save those for Gravy.
Use a Google.
Burning up a Google.
I thought that basically every culture had some version of a large cat, right? I thought that we had, like, we've got a mountain lion,
a
or like cougars, where, or like lynx. Yeah, thank you.
Florida panther.
Panthers, jaguars, tigers, all of the above. And like, what does the UK have? I thought for sure that they would have like a lynx or like a mountain lion or a cougar or something
Is
like that.
Is it a puffin?
The largest carnivorous animal in the UK is a badger.
Oh.
Not that big.
Badger.
That's a cool badger, carnivorous badger, animal, though.
Badger. Mushroom. Yeah. Mushroom. Okay.
Nice. Anyway, what did you learn this week?
Yeah, I mean, I did learn that.
Useless piece of trivia.
What's the biggest carnivorous animal in the United States? A grizzly bear, probably?
Yeah, you gotta think it'd be like a grizzly bear, for sure.
Yeah,
allosaur.
Something I learned about Florida was that it's the second biggest home for bald eagles in the country, and I was like, "That's
yeah,
not
it is.
Possible." I think that the Everglades are mountains, but it is a swamp.
Wait, what was?
They're not
you say
just in the Everglades.
The second most bald eagles in the U.S. is in
yeah,
Florida.
I think up here is the most.
Yeah, I think it's Washington.
Like. Coeur d'Alene, I would say like Coeur d'Alene or like
just the bar we went to.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's actually just the Eagles. I think that is just a hall, like the what do they call that? The Fraternal Order of.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
a lot of
largest carnivorous
there.
Animal right. in the U.S. is the Kodiak bear.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Will Bruin.
Yeah.
Okay. As a stripper,
are the Kodiak
shirtless Will Bruin
Kodiak bear.
Yeah.
Is that a gay strip club if you're a Kodiak bear?
It's an Alaskan strip club.
The question still applies.
I like it.
Yeah.
Gravy says the polar bear in Alaska.
But that doesn't count. Alaska is not the United States.
The largest
That's
carnivorous
the
animal in the
state.
U.S. is the Kodiak bear. While polar bears are the largest overall, Kodiak bears, a subspecies of the brown bears, are the largest terrestrial carnivorous within the U.S. They can weigh up to 1,500 pounds.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. Does that mean a polar bear is an extraterrestrial? Because that is awesome.
I would like to see a polar bear flying a spaceship.
Yeah.
Those commercials are real. Polar bears and Santa Claus flying through the air.
Boy, when they're doing the anal probes, that's it gives it a whole new perspective now when it's a polar bear that's doing that to me with a Coke bottle.
It's a polling bear.
Well, all right. Well, I can't get over this drive. Why would you guys drive so far? It says it's 6.5 or 7.5 if the one way is blocked. You have to go kind of through Pullman or whatever. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a normal six and a half hour drive. Nice little resort out there. First trip away from the children. It was nice. Nice little weekend.
Feed them to an alligator.
Very long drive.
You should.
Man, I wish there was no alligators. And actually, that's not true. You guys remember that time I sent you a picture of the time I was petting like a very drugged alligator at the fair in Spokane?
A fair alligator?
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine if they ever let that thing off the drugs.
Yeah.
I took the drugs and thank God the drugs are working.
Yeah.
It would be a gator. And the drugs are working. And the drugs are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working. Took the drugs are working.
Oh, I needed to take more drugs today.
You needed to take them for your drive, dog. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. That is the case. I did not.
I almost made like a chronic mistake. Speaking of the drugs, I've been not chronic like smoking the chronic like Dr. Dre in 1993. However, not ruling that out either. But I've had this head cold for like 5 or 6 days now, and I'm taking pseudoephedrine, and that's an upper. And then I took one of those, and I was about to take my meth prescribed, and was like, hold on, dude, you are definitely going to hate your life so much if you feel sick, can't do anything, and want to, like, punch a hole through a wall. So, yeah.
Yeah, you the most sick, least able to punch anything, with the most motivation to punch everything.
Exactly. That's exactly what I didn't want. So I haven't taken it in like 5 or 6 days. Shout out to John Manley.
What's up, dummy?
He texted me today to be like, I probably shouldn't share his medical stuff, but whatever. He texted me today to say, didn't take my meth. He doesn't call it meth. Didn't take my medicine for a week, and then I took it today, and it's like, just like day one, let's go. And I was like, yeah, man. Have some coffee with that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's Weed Brother always talks about taking a tea break.
He does it, in cycles?
Know. Like testosterone break? He just like snorts a bunch of estrogen, and then he's like, ooh.
Yeah, it takes a nice break from being Weed Brother to just become like normal. Well, just Beer Brother for a while, and then in order to let the weed hit harder, I guess, build up the tolerance to it so that he spends less money on it.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. I something funny from the last episode is when you very casually just said Mother Brother. Oh, dude, it absolutely killed me. Like, calling your mother brother is just, I can't imagine you calling your mom mother, first of all, because I can't imagine, I mean, she'd probably rather you call her Jennifer than mother.
I was going to say, tell Jennifer I said what's up.
Yeah.
We usually call her Mothership.
Yeah.
Mothership.
Yeah. Well, now you can call her mother brother for us, okay?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay, cool.
Be real good. She'll get it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Last time I hung out with her, I don't think she would have gotten it. I think she was very like overwhelmed by the Bellevue Mall and the whatever. But,
oh yeah, I forgot about.
Yeah,
that.
I went shopping with Brandon's mom once. It was pretty cool. Also with Brandon,
nice.
And his wife and
kid. But, I was there.
Different, yeah. Totally different stories.
Yeah. Anyway, unrelated. no, I don't. I got. do you guys see that they? I didn't know that they did this, but in Japan.
Wait, where?
Whoa.
We need like a Japanese like samisen that's like dong 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 every time like I say in Japan. So if we could work on that for next episode.
Karate.
There we go. That'll do for now.
Yeah.
Are you guys Pokemon guys?
Yeah.
To an extent?
Yeah, to an extent. I enjoy the Pokemon's goes. I play that with my son or did often. I still play every once in a while.
I played the most Pokemon on Game Boy Color back in the day, and then stopped playing that for a long time, and then played Pokemon Go for a little bit, and then stopped playing that also for a long time. So
yeah.
I know them. I know the Pokemon, like the first bunch.
Yeah, you make a lot of solid Pokemon references,
sure.
Brandon. Also, I just realized from the way you say it and the way I say it is different, and now I don't know what to do. You know how some people say data and some people say data? I prefer data. Yeah. I think it sounds cooler.
Oh, wait, how
you
do
say
I? How do
Pokemon,
we say it? Pokemon,
which is how you should say it, because it's not P-O-K-I, which is how I'm saying it, Pokemon.
Pokemans.
Yeah, it's Pokemon, and I say it wrong every time, but then, yeah. I got to work on that. Anyway.
Digimon.
Well, I mean, I'm going to defer to you because you're half Japanese.
Well, my wife is Japanese, you see. Go back to the Super episode to understand that reference. yeah, I asked because I can't remember where right now, in Japan, they have a museum exhibit, which is they've created fossils for a lot of the Pokemon. And so you can go to the Natural History Museum and see a display of Architrope or whatever the thing's name is. I have it written down somewhere. And you can see what the bones would look like for that, right? Brandon is very disappointed already with this. But
this is the thing that in the future, if we haven't demolished society.
Ancient Floridians.
And we're speaking of the ancient Floridians. And they're going to discover... I mean, the difference is that we're so well documented now. Everything is so well documented. It'll be somehow maybe accessible in the future. So we'll have less of the, what was this for? There's no recorded text on, record.
But everything can get wiped out. I mean, it can all be gone.
Yeah,
and that's all that survives, I think, is your point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so in the future, they're going to be looking back in 500, 600 years and being like, before the third nuclear war, there was... these creatures that roamed the earth, and there's nothing. People used to catch them with their phones.
Whoa.
Yeah, but then there'll be some really bad mythology that goes along with it, and they'll prescribe it to be Lord God, Squirtle.
Was like, hell yeah!
And only a third of the fossils from the exhibit will survive, and so they won't have any way to connect them, and they'll make all these like giant leaps about them and stuff. And then the other thing about this display is that they, in order to like make it probably more, I don't know if it's better or whatever, but like to make more of it, they're touring with other dinosaur actual skeletons to show kind of the inspiration for some of the Pokemon. So I gave an example of two of them that were, I can actually like look it up here. I have it open on another page.
I'm looking at them right now.
Some of the Pokemon are just like a dude in clothes with boxing gloves. Like Hitmonchamp. Yeah.
Hitmonchan. Hitmonlee.
Yeah. 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 Like these guys. I know their names. For the benefit of everybody else, describing Hitmonlee and Hitmonchamp and all of these guys.
Hitmonchan. Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. That's who their name is.
But there's also Hitmonchamp. You not know about Hitmonchamp?
Oh, I do know Hitmonchamp. I like the two little ones, though.
The thing is that like they are wearing, they're the only Pokemon that wear clothes. But then you're like, are they their clothes? Or are they their?
Where is that?
Is that their skin? Yeah. Is that just their skin?
It's sort of like what are the bad? The natives of the planet in the Stormlight series called? It's kind of like them.
Oh,
Sean's dead.
Shut
we
up,
killed,
gravy.
We,
shut
we
up,
Sean. Hey, let's talk about this week in blimps.
Dude, did I make up? Did I just like? Dude.
Yeah.
I 1,000% made up Hitmonchamp.
Yeah, you're thinking of
Machamp. Yeah. I was thinking of Machamp. Oh my gosh.
Doesn't Machamp have shorts on?
Machamp has shorts on, and he's got forearms. And he's not wearing shorts. He's wearing like boxer briefs.
No, he's not. He's wearing like wrestling shorts. Look at these. He's got a belt on too. Look at your screen, Brandon.
I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm looking at like fanfic of Machamp.
Ooh. There's a real soft hand in that picture, but you can't tell who it belongs to.
Dude, Machamp can make $400 a time.
Wow.
Now remember, 800. Remember, I upped my rates to 200. He might not be at the same level as me, though. So
that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
And that's not even to completion.
that's just a start.
Anyway, this display is going around Japan right now for, you know, like installation is going around to these different museums. And they just announced for the first time that they're coming to the U.S., starting with the Field Museum in Chicago.
That's what I was just looking at. That's awesome.
Two of the examples that they're giving is there's a T-Rex, one of the four complete T-Rex skeletons or most complete in the U.S. is at the Field Museum in Chicago. And
to completion.
And Chicago also has the Archaeopteryx. And so they're bringing the two Pokemon that are based off of those dinosaurs along, the Tyrantrum and the Archaeops, to put next to them so kids can learn about both and learn.
Do you think that dinosaurs are maybe ancient people's Pokemon, and we haven't discovered the ancient people bodies, but we've discovered these dinosaurs
that
were actually just
Pokemon?
They were actually just their fake. It was just their like, oh, we're gonna do an exhibit for our T-Rex, whatever. And now we're just creating all of the lore around these fake
things. So it's funny, like,
from
as a kid, I remember begging my mom to read me this book about dinosaurs. Like, I was like 6 or 7. I'd be like, read from the dinosaur book. And so she would read it to me. And there was two dinosaur books I discovered when my mom was on her deathbed. I was back home and I was just kind of like poking around my room, getting the memory type stuff. You know, whatever that is, idolizing my childhood. And I found one of the books, and so I took it to the hospital to sit there while she was kind of unconscious and was reading it. And it was a book on creationism that was discouraging the existence of dinosaurs. And it was like dressing it up as like, these are the dinosaurs, and here's why they didn't exist. And I was like,
whoa.
Were my parents reading me creationism material? That's it.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
That's crazy. And one of the big
they're actually just Pokemon.
One of the big things that they say is that there's such huge gaps between all these different species that there's like the scientists can't accurately connect one to the next because there's millions of years of like space in between there. And like, obviously I'm not a creationism dinosaurs are fake person or whatever. I'm not. But also, that's like an argument that like people, you know, archaeologists can poke holes in, but also it's like not if you're just like, hey, I don't believe in it because there's not enough data, like, I can't fault you for that as much as I can if you're just like, oh, they put them here to trick you and to test your faith. Like, I don't think that that's, you know, the right way either or whatever. But so if, like, there was Pokemon from this one exhibit and we only had, like, a very limited fossil record of these Pokemon or whatever, and it was a million years from now, we didn't know what plastic was, then we might see that and be like, well, we found remnants of plastic parts all over the place. These are the only complete skeletons that still exist. And to so completion. To completion, an extra $200. But yeah, I could see how these things, how the lore could build up over something stupid like this. But also we're screwed.
Like,
anyway,
you have to, like, people making, like, large intellectual gaps based, or like intellectual leaps based on very limited information. Like, if everything gets nuked to absolute, you know, smithereens, and then a million years from now, or however long, when new humans when new humans look back and they're like, what was golf? And all they have is new golf. It's going to be great. But when they look back and they're like, what did all these pieces do? And then they just start inventing.
It won't even take that long. It's just going to be Idiocracy. And then they're going to look back
gonna
and be like,
oh. Gonna be. That's the part that I like.
Yeah, true.
I would be very cool with
Starbucks.
a lot of Mountain Dew.
Brano.
Watering all of the plants with Mountain Dew. I am very
Baja
cool
Blast.
With that.
You guys remember what Starbucks is in that movie, right? Because I'm in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I like money.
When you said smithereens, Brandon, that was a good word pull for trying to figure out how to not swear. And then I was like, what's the origin of the term smithereens? And so I Googled it real quick. And from Merriam-Webster, no one is entirely positive about its precise origin. Scholars think that smithereens likely developed from the Irish word smirdirini, and they say it with an awful accent, which means little bits. Hey, wait a second. That seems
personal.
I thought
you were going to say little bitch.
The Irish word is diminutive of smiodar, meaning fragment. Okay, I'm past this part now. I don't understand any of this. But yeah, smithereens.
Which is what's left over after a badger attacks you.
A smiodar.
Smithereens. I feel like I've been thinking about words a lot lately, you guys.
Smithereens.
We, not even like, once.
Like... like about like some words like we use them in context and we've used them so many times, like so many words that we use so many times that just seem, you know, they are what they are, so we don't really think about it. But then there's other words that it'll be very difficult for me to pull one at random right now, but like it would be something like backyard. It's like, what is it? It's the yard in the back. It's backyard. We go to backyard.
Yeah, but
you know,
but words like
we
that,
put the in front of it, and it makes it very formal. It is the backyard.
But then it's like, but the simplest descriptions of things are often the stand the test of time the best or whatever. Yeah. I was reading something the other day where hello wasn't a greeting until like the 1930s. It was used to denote.
Wasn't it because of the phones?
So there was exactly there was we probably all saw the same post or something like that, but it was like hello wasn't a common greeting, and Alexander Graham Bell or whoever it was, whichever of those phone pioneers was there, wanted there to be a word, and I can't remember what the word would, like, ah, smithereens,
ahoy,
ahoy.
He
yeah.
wanted to say
yeah,
ahoy.
Right, ahoy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It would have been so awesome, but no one went for it, and instead
so
they used
good.
Hello, which was more of a word for like. For being like McFly, you know, that type of hello. Like, yeah.
Hello.
Hello. When something hello. Was like astonishing or, you know, that calls for exclamation or whatever.
I don't feel like I've ever, I don't think I've ever called Gravy on the phone, but I really do think that he would pick it up and
ahoy.
Say ahoy.
I'm trying to think what he would say.
Huh. I don't know. You guys want to call him?
We're
going to
call
out?
Him and find out after this.
I feel like if I call Gravy out of the blue, I just get what?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You get a laugh though too, like what? And then you know, that type of thing. Only in Gravy translated to Gravy. Although, I mean, none of us would be mad if he started saying ahoy. Yeah. Okay.
I would be a little mad.
I have a
stealing your thunder.
I think a lot about how even you know, I'm in my 40s, and how if we go back and watch film and stuff like that from the early 80s, it's
so good.
It seems quaint almost because the language was different. You go back 100 years, and you know, the old timey, like Conan O'Brien always does, like that, man, you see, that type.
Yeah, see?
But how much did we actually sort of sound like that? Like, how much of our language was ridiculous compared to now? And how long will it be before somebody that time traveled from the post-World War II, 1945, someone hops in a time machine, how far into the future could you make it and still be able to fit in, like, language-wise, to not stand out? Obviously, you wouldn't know the lingo, but you wouldn't sound crazy or not be able to understand a single word. Because, like, Old English is unrecognizable. And that's, like, 1400s, is that right?
Yeah.
And 1500s, maybe? So that's, 500, 600
what is
years.
It now?
You already can't understand Scottish people and they speak English, but, like...
do they?
Sorry, Greg.
Scottish?
Yeah, we're looking at you. Ahoy. Yeah.
But I mean, like, how long before this podcast, hopefully sooner rather than later, would be unlistenable, not because of the content.
Wait, clarify what you mean by unlistenable.
I was.
do we have a listener data for the slumber party episode? Because I feel like we can tell exactly when it became unlistenable.
Oh, man.
That episode actually did really well. So I'm much to my dismay, thinking that it was going to be awful, and actually it did all right. I don't know. I'm a long podcast.
The amount of effort that you put in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It really tested my, really tested me to put that. I didn't want to release it, but, but the people listen to it. I'm a long form listener. And so I don't mind, like, some people have to finish the thing that they're listening to while they're doing the thing that they're doing. I'm driving to work. If it's not over by the time I get to work, I'm done. I check out right then. I'm not that person. I can, like, drop it, yeah, and pick it right back up and keep going. I already don't follow what we're talking about, so it's, like, easy to, like, just pick back up and still just be giggling at our stupidity or whatever. But yeah. So I wonder how long it would take if you, like what if this is what survives the fossil record? Like, and someone 300 years from now hears this, ancient historians have finally figured out what they're talking about. It appears to be a bucket full of semen. We can't tell if it's sailors or ejaculate. We're not sure which they're referring to, but that's what we have. Well,
yeah.
Well,
I thought about you guys this morning. Speaking
of whale, a bucket full of semen.
Related. Related. I you ever play the New York Times games in the morning on the old phone? Started with the Wordle, and then they bought out Wordle, and then they have the whole game thing now. So I was playing one of the free ones because I'm cheap, and I was playing one of the free ones. And the free one of the games is called Connections. If you're all familiar with how the game Connections works, they have 16 words in a grid. There are four sets of four words that are all, like, each set has those words are related to each other. So an example would be, like, today, I think one of the clues was, like, words that end in, words that end in jizz. They were orca, jizz, blue whale, jizz.
Bucket full of
jizz.
Bucket full of jizz.
Hyphenated.
Let's see. Yeah. I will read you the categories from today just to give you an idea. Because today is when I thought about you guys, so I can admire my puzzle. So and then they're ranked actually. So there's four categories. Each category has four different things in it. You're trying to find the connections of what the words are, right? So, like, one of them was words for a fundraising event. So ball, benefit, function, gala. One of them was spaces on a Monopoly board, avenue, chance, railroad, utility. So, like, if you see those words amidst four, 16 words, you're like, oh, those words don't mean anything. Well, they're ranked in color by level of difficulty, and I think blue is maybe the second most difficult. And it's the one I got first. Why? Because it was features of a toothed whale. And I thought about you guys because of you're some of the only people that I share my love of cetacean.
Yeah.
Cetacean
mania.
So, the words were, imagine this, out of 16 down. Out of 16 words, blubber, flipper, fluke, and melon were the
wow.
I pulled those out to get the blue category first. So
wait,
thank you,
melon.
Very proud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a whale?
A big old the big old dome on the top of their head.
Yeah, it's the looking it up. It's the robust dolphin-like body and unique head shape. The Pontocephala electra.
I just thought of a new intro.
Robust, is a melon-headed
robust dolphin-like body.
Makes me think of that South Park episode. What does he get? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, splits the DNA with a dolphin or something because he's trying to become a pro basketball player. Is that the same episode?
Doesn't matter, does it? We just wrote a new one.
It's canon. What are those belugas? Is that what the white ones are called?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the ugly ones. They're so ugly. They're so beautiful, but they're so ugly.
How about I didn't read the story. I saw a headline today that like somebody found a decapitated dolphin body in the Caribbean or something like that. Or maybe near That's Florida, sad. probably that. And researchers are still trying, or not either, authorities are still trying to discover where the head be.
what got it? Like what? It had to be. You think it just like was a orca?
No, they're implying that it was a dude with a machete.
Oh, that blows. Crazy. Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, if you go to the Faroe Islands ever, like, which, you know, we can't because it's far and in the Arctic Circle, and then they murder like 1,000 dolphins a year or whatever.
Seems bad.
Yeah, there it is. Where was that at, Gravy? I'm not going to click through just yet, but if you could, you know. It was, he found the article that I was referring to or whatever.
North Carolina.
Yeah, so
stranded bottlenose dolphin.
Basically, uncool Florida is what North Carolina is, right?
Yeah, it's like way worse. Like
bummer Florida.
Like, and what's even worse than that is South Carolina.
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Because at least North Carolina has that like education corridor of like Duke and all those places where there's like
there are a bunch of brain activities in North Carolina.
Yeah, like my buddy Ed Barber. There we go.
What's up, dummy?
Also, my friend that I called Katy Perry's forever, she insisted on calling herself Noelle, which I thought was weird, but okay. Shout out to Katy Perry's.
What's up, dummy?
I won't say what I was going to because it's inappropriate, and I actually think she's cool, so it wasn't... Yeah, exactly. Brandon nailed it. Do you know this person?
Nope. Maybe.
Katy Perry.
Did you know me before I knew Lori?
No.
When did you start at the station?
Well, I started at the station 2015, I think.
Yeah, so it was right there when I was just dating Lori.
Right about 2014 is, I think, when we met.
2014
must have been when we met with S2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, what did we do for our tenure?
HJs?
Okay.
What did we do? Did we do something?
I mean, I guess we missed it. I think I've known you since 2014.
We could be in the what is it called when you count by 12s instead of 10s?
Dozens?
Base 12? I don't know. Dozens? Yeah,
metric.
I don't know. There's like a term for cultures that use base 12.
Florida feet.
That's how we
Baker's dozen.
That's 13.
Shoot.
Okay, yes.
I've known you for like 15 years, Greg.
No.
Shut up. That's not 12.
Here's the thing is that, Sean, you and I are the same age, and I knew you like when I first got here. Brandon is an acquired friend along the way, which is
wow.
Like,
you knew Brandon when he was a teenager.
Well,
he's a teenager boy.
He was almost a teenager.
I probably knew Greg when I was a teenager.
His hands were so soft.
His chest was so bare.
Well, Ed, we'll be right back.
Greg couldn't even grow hair yet.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, welcome back. This is unrelated. His chest was so bare.
I have shirtless pictures of Brandon in my phone.
Oh, can I tell you guys something? That so speaking of
unrelated
shirtless pictures, no, related.
Oh wow.
The cardboard cutouts of you guys that have been living in my basement and are not sitting behind me right now. So my
did you guys go, when you were out of town, partner, did you do a Home Alone and make him dance in the window so people thought you were there?
Whoa, where did that come from?
It's your house.
Were you there? When was that when you guys were here?
Yes. No, I do not remember this photo of you.
That's not when I was here.
I do not remember that.
By the way, Siege held up a picture of topless Brandon glistening in the oh my god. And then he zoomed out the nipple.
Oh, my pepperoni nips.
Nip,
just one nip. Those cardboard cutouts, I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with those. They fell on me when we were recording last week.
Nice.
Yeah, it was terrifying. And so this weekend, you know, me and my business, God, get those nips out of here. Me and my business partners were going to host a little event, and I had decided instead to go out of town with my wife, which was a better option. And the event, they said, you know, I told them I had like mentioned in passing these cardboard cutouts of you guys and myself, and so they said, can we use those? They are getting excellent use because. So one of my friends, he works with me. He grabbed those cardboard cutouts. He took them to the event. He photoshopped, or he cut out a big picture of his face and a big picture of our other friend's face and put them on your faces.
That's sacrilege.
Sorry. I knew you guys weren't going to feel good about that.
I feel disrespected.
Yeah, I do too.
But then here, maybe you can feel respected now because he took them home. And he put them in his house, and just like, they don't live in a huge house, but he put them in his house. And he said the amount of times that now his wife has walked around the corner and about shattered herself. And then tonight he sent me this picture. He said, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yes.
So I know at this point that it's not your faces
that sucks.
He's already put his face and our other friend's face on them, but they are your bodies.
Yes, definitely our bodies.
You tell that guy that he made enemies with a black belt today.
Oh,
and that's
and a Florida man.
You heard it here first. He's in trouble. I'm very mad. All right,
fair enough.
We're gonna fight. Is he a black belt by chance?
That's a good question. He's got a lot of different skills and abilities that I would imagine. I wouldn't be surprised if like there was at least some karate.
Before
back
you
there.
Let him know that I have a black belt, just maybe ask a couple questions.
Could my dad beat up your dad?
God damn it! I'm so mad about that. Anyway, so are we going to Chicago to see the Pokemons or what's going to happen?
Hell yeah, we are.
I kind of want to go to Bend, Oregon now to see the Brandon there. That'd be fun.
See Brandon bent over.
I'm not there anymore, you guys.
In Spokane.
Couldn't you be, though? Like, it's only 6.5 hours.
It's a long, I mean.
Dude, that's a long drive.
I get to do some trivia along the way.
Some whale-based trivia for you?
Yeah. What else did I learn? I learned some other stuff doing the trivia. None of it stuck.
No, none of it.
So Netflix is getting extra creepy, guys. Let's see. I'm gonna take a guess. Yes,
Kirby.
Yes, no. Gravy's the. I don't know. When it comes to paying the full price for Netflix, Brandon pays the $18. I'm guessing a month. Gerg plays the $18. Gravy is the wild card. Siege obviously doesn't pay $18 for Netflix. That's insane.
Like, hell no. Okay. Gravy I got T-Mobile. They give me everything free.
He's busy fighting
and
a
Gravy
snake.
Has ahoy Netflix.
Yeah. Ahoy Flix.
I do pay it because I have kids and they need it on their iPads.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
I ask because starting next year, Netflix is getting gross. I mean, it's already kind of
nice.
Right now, you can pay $8 a month to have Netflix with ads put in. And they've started their own ad agency within Netflix to be able to make the experience the way they want it rather than relying on the way that traditional media does it. And so one of the things they want is more like interactive type things where they can serve what you need or whatever. But they announced that next year, they're going to not only ramp up their ad production, but also they're going to get rid of the humans involved and use generative AI to do the commercials.
how many fingers on each person.
Unknown yet. I'm sure that's not a problem for them just yet. But it's so weird. I get served a lot of, like, on Instagram, I get served a lot of, like, check out this reel of this gorgeous three chicks or whatever. And I'm like, this can't be real. Can't be a real big fish. And I click on it. And sure enough, as they move, the fingers are like, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
Creepy.
I would rather that Netflix does like what the I think it was like Peru did this it was a South American country where they
gravy
took instead of cutting away from the movie that they were showing in order to show the advertisement for the thing, right? So they were showing Star Wars and as like Obi-Wan Kenobi, old Ben Kenobi, as Luke Skywalker then knew him, as was reaching down to pick up the lightsaber out of the case, it was instead him reaching down and grabbing a Peruvian beer out of an ice chest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which was like, it was great. I felt like that is the best way. I mean, sure, you lose major key points in the storyline.
It was but Crystal Beer is what it was called in Chillabama.
Okay. Oh, yes. Chill Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's Brazilabama, you guys. Come on.
Brazilabama.
Yeah.
Argisippi.
Chillida. Chill.
I feel like it's got to be
Chillerado. No, that's not south enough.
Venezuela.
Argent, Texas.
South Chillalina.
Yeah.
Ooh, South Chillalina.
Oh. What?
Chillginia.
There's. Chilginia?
No.
Vermicelli?
Uruguazuri?
Oh, that just makes me want vermicelli noodles.
Ooh. I'm into that.
Just new chili?
New chili? Okay.
New chili?
Chile. Yeah. Anyway, that was quite the tangent there. Anyway, so
yeah.
I'm kind of with you, Brandon. If they could figure out how to do that to put like generative AI into that amidst the content, that'd be pretty funny. But instead, they're just going to try and make interactive, engaging content that is, you know, produced on the fly, which is
so interactive. Like, remember how they had the Black Mirror, they had all those Black Mirror episodes.
They just
the one that they just took off. Yeah. The one that had the, I guess it was like choose your own adventure, but you couldn't go back and do that again. Right.
I never did it in the first time. But so
I did it the first time, and I didn't think you could actually go back and do it again. The different answers. Once you went through it, that was it.
Like, I regret all my choices being a smart ass instead of trying to find out what actually happened.
Yes, exactly.
I regret nothing.
I think that people would say that the advertising built into the show or built into the content is already happening, because you get like the guy that's like in the TV show being like, well, let me check my BlackBerry.
He's like,
and we'll pull
boy,
out.
Boy, it's so hot out.
Wipes the cold
beer across his face.
Insert that scene from Wayne's World where Garfield's dressed up
yellow,
fully in head.
Different.
Yeah. And this is, I want to be clear, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking existing content and replacing whatever's happening in it with something completely branded in order to.
So what they're going to do though is instead get rid of, you know, paid actors and actresses and people who generate content and just let a machine do it. And so they're creating an advertising department to then get rid of it and to then stop paying the people for the content creation or for the performances. So the executives continue to get more money and they show you creepy things, that are specific to you. I worry.
You should turn the executives into AI.
I think the OnlyFans labor force was kind of dwindling anyway, so we do need to fire some more actors and actresses.
I'm still there.
It's my big concern about all of this every time is that when they, you know, they've scraped all our data, and like, I'm a smart person and I'm dumb as hell. Like, you can easily get me to watch 71 Reddit stories on TikTok in 7 parts, and there's only 6 of the parts, and I have to search for a half hour to find the last one, even though I know how it's going to end. And it was written by AI, and it's very clear because it does a terrible job. Like, I'll still go for that. So if they're like, hey, this guy's dad died, let's make Force Ghost Dead Dad talk to him, and we'll have him say funny things, but then also be like, buy tires or whatever. And then I'll be like, he was right. I do need to get my tires rotated. I should go to, you know, whatever tire company.
Continental Tires.
Yeah, it's like, that's the future where they're all this data that they've scraped, they're using it to make machines to keep us preoccupied, which they're already doing with TikTok as it is. And I love TikTok, huge power user or whatever. But it really worries me that I have a friend who is constantly, she's like, I use ChatGPT for my therapist. And I'm like,
ew,
that's a terrible idea. And she's like, well, I can't afford to go to a therapist. And
so then don't.
It helps me work through issues that I have. And I'm trying to learn about attachment styles and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah. But like, as you trust it more, it's garbage information is influencing you. And
go to Instagram. They got free therapy on there all the time.
And as people are generating, as influencers are generating their own official content about stuff that's not researched, and there's more junk science like us out there, the AI is being taught on that. And so like, you're getting like, you should, I think you might be doing worse for yourself by doing this rather than doing nothing at all.
Saying you were doing worst for yourself was actually Gregor being influenced to target ad sausages to us.
Yeah, worst. By the way, have you guys been to Japan? They have the best worst there. You wouldn't think so because of it not being Germany, but I went to this little place in Tokyo.
Wait a second. You've been to Japan?
Not just once.
Whoa.
I watched Sumo many times? Today before this show, fellas. That's why I didn't have a run sheet ready, because I was watching Sumo. Okay.
I feel like the thing, like, ChatGPT for therapy is such a bad thing. I mean, you've said this, but like, it also, like, ChatGPT is built to keep you engaged, right? Like, it is obviously, like, it's built as a product that's supposed to serve you, but also it is built to keep you engaged. And so if you are giving it information, it is just going to keep you. Like, I remember there's been a few times where I've tried to use it to, like, build a study, like a study guide or something like that, or like, give me a practice test, don't give me the answers, but grade it as I go, and like all this stuff for this thing I was studying for, and they to become corporal broker. that's a joke reference to something that you guys probably don't remember from a previous
I actually remember
episode.
This one.
Nice. I remember it kept being like, oh, you're right. I didn't do that correctly. Let me redo it and give it to you. And it's like, I'll generate this file format now that you can download and then have the answer key. And every single time I would do it, it would be so messed up. It would be so wrong. It would be incorrect. It wouldn't have the format correct or anything like that.
And if you told it to do it twice, like, in a row with the exact same prompts, it gives you two different things.
It's something completely different. Yeah. And what you should definitely do, based on me trying to get my test to work correctly, is try to get ChatGPT to help you not kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly, right? It'll be like, well, it'll do a good job there because it's trying to make sure you keep paying that $20 a month or whatever.
Right.
It's funny because when
but what if you're using the free version?
Then it's like,
it's going to be like, oh.
Now, I find it interesting because when you, Brandon, said, I'm paying for ChatGPT, all I could think of is like, oh, cool, we can use this for evil. And like, by evil, I mean this show. We can like make it generate hilarious pictures and, you know, dumb crap that is like of no consequence to anybody. When my friend, who I love dearly, says that she's using this and paying it money, I'm like, don't do that. Like, that's, and then I had to be like, I'm sorry that I'm belittling you, but actually you kind of need to be shamed for this because they're intentionally trying to find the best methods to control you, and you're paying them to do it. And so the same with Netflix is like, they're just looking for a way to get you to be emotionally manipulated, to stick around longer, maybe not even to buy stuff, but to just keep buying their product. Obviously, they probably want you to support the advertising or the businesses that they end up buying to sell to you or whatever. But like, it's crazy human manipulation on a level that I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's like, the fact that it's not so obvious, and the number of people that I talk to that, I use it for cover letters. Oh, I use it for, and I'm like, stop that. Like, learn how to
it's
do
the
this.
Worst.
Yeah. It does a bad job. And then also, like, you're smart enough to do this on your own. You don't need to have this thing write a letter for you. That's crazy to me. And then there's programs to tell that you're writing it using ChatGPT that they
It's completely noticeable too when you start like looking at it. You can totally discover it as you're reading it. It reads like a computer now.
Did we talk about the article that I was in where somebody wrote it using ChatGPT or whatever learning language model, and like, it was awful. Written
it was terrible.
Written by like a sixth grader is what it felt like, and only making less sense than that. And I just, I'm blown away that like people pass that off as trying to be professional or whatever. It's a real dangerous thing to be using that. And then also undermines creative people and the arts and everything else. And so
I think it starts to show the depth or like how great the kind of chasm is between proper skill and effort and the work that people do and the stuff that just gets produced.
Yeah.
Right. And it can get produced quickly. Like, I think all the time about like, oh man, I would love to do this or produce this thing or create this thing or whatever it might be or write this thing and just be like, I just don't have the time for it, right? Like I just don't have the time to do the research, to sit down, to like actually write the thing into the quality that I want. How tempting is it for me to then go, well, what if I just feed that prompt into ChatGPT, have it spit it out for me, and then I can get the same credit because most people also aren't just reading the thing anyway, right? It doesn't, if I spend the same amount of work putting the effort into the thing versus not, and I'm not, this is not a defense of ChatGPT. I'm just saying like the readership rewards the higher level of production, not the higher level of quality.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
The base,
and the quality is what takes time and effort.
It's quantity over quality now is what we're, right. is what we're aspiring to.
We are all too aware of that.
And also, now I have real big questions about eras of architecture across Eastern Washington. I just
real big fish.
Hey, I was very slow at that time. I had some time.
It begs the question of like, does everyone need to be able to do everything, or should we each be able to do a little bit of what we want from time to time while we manage everything else? I don't know.
I'm not a big government or like economy person. Like I don't understand a lot of the stuff.
No one
that I probably
the economy
understand.
Is people. And that's all we understand.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking about is I keep seeing like different people be like, oh, I lost my job, and then like I see the job that they lost. I'm like, I have no idea what you even did to begin with, right? And I'm not saying my job's important either. Like I think that it's not.
So
like,
you bring the wings out in a basket while showing your boobs? I don't wait.
Oh, that job is important.
I don't understand.
All these things that happen, and then I'm like driving and I'm seeing all these cars on the road and the people traveling all over the place, and I'm just like, there are no real jobs. Like there are so few real jobs that actually provide anything to society.
You know what? Hand jobs.
Perfect.
I mean, where you work with your hands.
Hey, fireworks!
All right, guys.
Oh, I hope those are fireworks.
Explosion.
We've got to wrap this up, and we're almost out of time. So we need to talk about amazing achievements of the or unamazing achievements most often of the human spirit. It's time for Guinness time.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Based on everyone, oh boy.
Jesus.
All right. The space-time continuum just shattered, apparently, in my eardrum.
The turkey-verse.
The turkey-verse is...
The turkey-verse is broken.
Another rip in the turkey-verse. Another tear blowing the turkey-verse to smithereens.
Smoldering.
An Irish word.
Smuttering.
Smuttering. Oh, they're blowing the turkey-verse to smuttering.
Right then.
Sean Gravy Guinness is pouring himself a beer. That's his new name, Sean Gravy Guinness. It's Guinness time. Guys, this one's personal, and I'm sure you've seen it because it's been sent to me 11,000 times.
230 pounds.
On social media. 24 lines of Coke.
2 lines of Coke, 7 more lines of Coke.
Speaking of AI, that's what it should be used for, is for us giggling on, about things, not for, you know, for making fun of science is what it should be.
It should be used for doing my damn laundry so I can do.
Lying about science. Here we are.
Yes.
This one is the Guinness World Record. This is the Guinness time where we guess the Guinness World Records. I present them, and these three guys guess about them. Yeah, I think you figured it out. For the Guinness World Records, the fastest robot to solve a puzzle cube. When they say puzzle cube, they mean Rubik's Cube. Only it's not, they didn't use a name brand one because they don't spin fast enough. Yeah, it's
Look at Brandon's
this
face.
This is the fastest robot to solve
He's
a puzzle
skeptical.
Cube. And I want you guys to guess. I'll tell you the starting point. It was less than 1 second for this robot to do that. And so I need you to give me a to the thousandths. That's 0.000. That's three digits after the dot. A guess to the thousandth of a second, please.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations to Purdue University for this feat. Go Boilermakers. Where my brother almost failed out of school for being a drunk.
Congratulations to Purdue for their feet. Is that what you said?
Yeah, there we go.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yo, I still got my toe collar on.
Yeah, obviously. Same. Not Brandon, but we do.
I don't.
Yeah, of course.
Brandon.
I think I hey, Gravy, before one? You... No! Hey, I won last week.
Okay.
Down.
Okay.
Point one.
Down, bad boy.
I need you to say to the thousandth of a second. So even if it's 0.100, that's fine.
I'm going to say 0.569.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Love that.
0.101. 0.069.
Nice.
On the board early with his first point of the night. Congratulations to Sean Gravy Gervin. 0.103.
Oh! I hate you.
It happened in America at Purdue University. There we go. At the engineering school. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Good job with your feet there.
Is that one of those ones that has like the sticks in it where it like spins it on the sticks?
Yeah, yeah. You hook it up to the core and then it spins like that. Yeah.
Oh, he already knows. He Googled it.
I've seen the one before where, like, in Japan, and they freak out.
No, they've been doing this for the entire time I've been doing Rubik's Cubes. People, I know guys who have made machines to solve it, and it, like at one point it was like, wow, they could do it in a second and a half, and now this is a tenth of a second is unbelievable.
You know, guys who can do it in a second and a half.
Me,
with hands like that,
it costs you double. But I'm in.
He has a clientele
to completion.
There's a reason he charges what he charges.
Fastest time to mentally add 50 five-digit numbers. Kid was shown on a screen 50 numbers.
Did he have to get it right?
Yes, he had to get it right. Also, because he's just like, 11!
That's what I was going to do.
seconds, minutes.
Wait, is this, are they doing the finger math?
He waves his hands around like a weirdo, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I mean, it is...
Train adjacent.
Does he have a limb difference?
Is he Indian?
You know when you eat something hot and you go... Like that, you're like...
Yeah,
gesticulate your hands. Like that. He's like doing that, only on his side. So it's almost like he's...
Is he Indian?
He kind of looks like he's almost like... Like almost like an otter or something like that.
Brandon.
Like touching his belly or something like that. Yeah, like a seal or something. So he's not a seal. He's a man. He's a boy.
A boy?
Yeah. I'm not going to answer your question, Brandon. You've asked 10 times. I'm not going to say. Gravy, starting with you.
Every time I've seen people doing the finger math, they're Indian.
So
he's adding
what?
Mentally, he can't use paper or anything. He's adding 50 five-digit numbers. So adding 50 zip codes together, basically.
Jeez.
And he's, so he's like memorizing, doing the math live right there for 50.
Do we have to go out to thousandths of a second?
This one's to hundredths, so yes.
Oh, damn
it. No, you can give me whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
I don't know, 16 seconds?
16 seconds, says Sean Gravy Gervin.
I'm going to say 45 seconds and... 69 hundredths.
Damn.
What, 42?
I was going to say 69 hundredths of a second.
69 hundredths of a second. Faster than a robot can solve a Rubik's Cube, this kid can add 55 digit numbers.
This kid can do his finger math. Finger blasting Brandon. He's finger blasting. Blast. Yes.
2 points on the board for Sean Gravy Gervin with 18.71 seconds.
Piece of crap. Oh. You piece of crap.
Dude.
They can't even show him 50 numbers that quickly.
I think the secret is Google.
How do they show him? How do they show him 50 questions? Yeah, how does he even see 50 numbers that
you
fast?
You want to see the video of it?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
316. 316 toothpicks.
He's from India.
Oh yeah, yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
I can't get it to focus. I'm sorry. There we go.
There he is.
Wait, but how is he? Where are the 50 numbers?
They're on a screen right there. We missed it because it took so long.
Let's see it.
Oh, it's random.
I mean, I assume so.
Ew.
I can't make it do what we need.
What's this shirt say?
Nerd.
Well, I saw that. Yeah, I was like 3 minutes.
You can't see it.
I'm a dumb punk baby.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Greg wants to fight him at a bookstore.
Yeah, he does.
He's definitely in the noble side of things.
Yeah. That's so cool. I like the finger math. I feel like would be so useful. I'm sure it's called something else, but like,
damn it! Every time it starts, I'm not ready.
What's his name? What's his name?
What I mean?
Yeah. What's his name?
It matters.
I'm gonna look. I almost said something just guessing, but then I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Preach.
His name is.
It's like Mark.
How do you say? How do you say this? It's A-A-R-Y-A-N. It looks like
Aardvark.
Arian.
Arian?
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 Aaron?
Arian?
Finger blasting Arian?
Shukla. Yeah. That.
Wow.
How many is that we've done now? Is that two or three?
That's two. But Gravy already won, so screw this.
All right. That was Guinness time.
That's suspicious.
Oops. I mean, that's also correct. Yeah, we'll do this one. No, not that one. Hit that button.
Wait, how did you spell it? Arian. It's literally pronounced Arian.
A-A-R-Y-A-N.
Oh, wait. A-A-R-Y-A-N.
A-Ryan.
A-A-Ron?
A-A-Ron?
A-Ryan.
You know who doesn't like that skit? It's the local musician A-Ron Jones. I remember when it came out, I was interviewing him. He was like, I was like, it's Aaron? And he was like, no, it's not. It's definitely not Aaron. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he was like,
I don't care.
It was awesome. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know what else to say other than it's a heady show.
See you in hell.
No. We got to do the part that I always forget. Then we have to add on to the end that no one knows about. All right, what did we learn this week? After all, this is a heady show. Joining us with the answer, Sean Gravy Guinness.
You know, what's interesting is you could actually go back about 500 years and still understand English.
Oh.
Like, go back in time?
Yeah, 500 years. About roughly the mid-16th century, Shakespearean age.
How do you know?
Have you been? Googles. And there's this thing called the Great Vowel Shift, which apparently happened. I'm not swinging if anybody stop talking like Scotsman.
Jesus.
That's worse than Japanese.
It's terrible. Siege is slowly transforming into a turtle, gopher, centaur, chimera sort of thing.
With a cloaca.
He's been bitten by like every Floridian animal now, and he's going to...
You'd be a turtle
not
vampire.
All of them. I've bit
be
some
a turtle
of them
vampire.
First.
Yeah,
but she paid you to do it.
That's true.
It's on the OnlyFans.
You can imagine a turtle vampire, but he just chases lettuce around.
You come to
you're like very,
in Spokane,
very slow.
You come down and he's just like chewing on your lettuce. Like, all right, dude. Jeez.
And Brandon, he owes Greg $200 for giving Cage the old soft hands on her badger.
Oh my God!
Wait!
Right?
No. I got the soft hands.
I was going to say, to be clear, I was talking about giving Brandon the soft hands.
Wow. Yeah. I was the one that had to stay awake. It's my badger.
First, okay, that's a whole other thing, but it bites. It's carnivorous.
Yeah,
to be clear, I only make money on the wieners, okay? Like,
well, speaking of that, Greg is looking for a new hairless chested teen to groom as a new co-host.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Okay, Michael Shea, settle down, man.
We've gone too far.
Yeah. And we trust this man's opinion on blimps?
We're done.
You guys, I actually have...
It better not be blimp news, I swear to fucking God.
I've got blimp news.
We're done.
I know.
Siege, can you play the sound effect again because we were talking?
Yeah.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!